This is the Sakar Murli of 15th of October 2025. Essence. Sweet children, after going into 84 motors, the batteries of you souls have become dull. Now charge them fully by staying on the pilgrimage of remembrance. Question. Which children does Baba consider to be very, very fortunate? Answer. Baba tells the children who don't have any complications and who remain free from bondage, you are very, very fortunate children. By staying in remembrance, you can charge your batteries fully. If you simply relate knowledge, but you have no yoga, your arrow cannot strike the target. No matter how brilliantly you relate your experience, if you don't practice what you speak about, your conscience will continue to bite you. Om Shanti. The spiritual father explains to the sweetest spiritual children. What is the name of the spiritual father? Shiv Baba. He is God, the unlimited father. A human being can never be called the unlimited father, Ishwar or God. Although many people have the name Shiva, they are all bodily beings. This is why they cannot be called God. The father sits here and explains this to the children. This is the last of the many births of the one whose body I have entered. Many people ask you why you call this one God. From the beginning, the father has explained that no physical or subtle bodily being can be called God. Subtle bodily beings are residents of the subtle region. They are called deities. The highest on high is God, the Supreme Father. His name is the highest on high, and his place of residence is the highest on high. The Father resides there with all souls. The place where he sits is also the highest. In fact, there is no place to sit there. Do stars sit anywhere? They just stand. Souls also stand there with their own power. You souls receive such power that you go and stand there. The Father's name is the Almighty Authority. You receive power from him. When you souls remember him, your batteries become charged, just as a motor car has a battery, and the car works with that battery. When the battery is charged by a current, the car works. Then the battery gradually becomes discharged. The battery then has to be connected to the mains power to be recharged and is then put back into the motor car again. Those are limited matters. Here it is an unlimited aspect. Your batteries last for 5,000 years. Then gradually, while moving along, they become weak. You can tell when one hasn't completely discharged. It stays a little charged, just as a torch becomes dim. This soul is the battery of this body. This too becomes dull. This battery leaves the body and then goes into a second and a third motor. The soul goes into 84 motors. So the father says, you have become ones with such dull heads and stone intellects. Now recharge your batteries again. Souls cannot become pure without remembering the father. It is only with the one Almighty Authority Father that that you have to have yoga. The Father himself gives you his own introduction, what he is like, and he tells you how the batteries of you souls become dull. I am now advising you to remember me so that your batteries can become Satopradhan and first class. Souls become 24 carat when they become pure. At the moment you are mixed with alloy, your strength has completely finished. That beauty is no longer there. The Father now tells you, children, that the main thing is to stay in yoga and become pure. Otherwise your batteries will not become charged. You won't be able to have yoga. There are many who give this knowledge like a cockerel. Although they relate this knowledge, they don't have that stage. Here they relate their experience with a lot of brilliance. Their consciences bite them inside because their stage isn't equal to what they speak about. There are yogi children too. The Father praises the children a lot. The Father says, children, you are very, very fortunate. You don't have many complications. Those who have many children also have a lot of bondage. Baba has so many children. He has to take care of everyone. Baba also has to stay in remembrance. The remembrance of the beloved should become very firm. On the path of devotion, you used to remember the Father so much. O God, he is the one you worship first. First, it is incorporeal God who is worshipped. It isn't that you become soul conscious at that time. Those who are soul conscious would not worship anyone. The Father explains, when devotion first begins, it is the one Father who is worshipped first. It is Shiva alone who is worshipped. As are the king and queen, so are the subjects. The highest on high is God. Only he must be remembered. Everyone below him, like Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar, don't need to be remembered. Only the highest on high Father has to be remembered. However, the part in the drama is such that you are bound to come down. The Father explains how you come down. The Father explains everything from the beginning to the end and from the top to the bottom. Devotion is also Satopradhan at first, and it then becomes Sato, Rajo and Tamo. You are now becoming Satopradhan once again. It is this that requires effort. You have to become pure. Each of you should check yourself to see that Maya is not deceiving you. Do I have criminal eyes? Do I have any thoughts of committing sin? Since Prajapita Brahma is remembered, his children must be Brahmins, brothers and sisters. Worldly Brahmins too consider themselves to be the children of Brahma. You Brahmins are brothers and sisters. So why do you have vicious vision? You can give very good drishti to those worldly Brahmins. You children understand that the children of Brahma now become Brahmins and then deities. It is said that the Father comes and establishes the Brahmin and deity religions. This is something to be understood. You children of Brahma have become brothers and sisters. Therefore, there should be no pull of bad vision. You have to prevent that. This one is my sweet sister. There should be that love. Let the love that there is in a blood connection change into spiritual love. It does require a lot of effort. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. This is called easy remembrance. You must not have any vision of vice. Baba has explained that your eyes deceive you a lot. They have to be transformed. I am a soul. At this time, we are Shiv Baba's children. We brothers and sisters have been adopted. We call ourselves Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. There will then be a difference in your behavior. It is a teacher's duty to ask everyone in class, do you think that your vision is that of brothers and sisters? Or is there some mischief? If someone doesn't speak the truth in front of the true father, but tells lies, a lot of punishment will be experienced. In a court, they have to take the oath to speak the truth in front of God, the truth. A child of the true father would also be truthful. The father is the truth. He only speaks the truth. All the rest are lies. They call themselves Sri Sri 108. In fact, that is a rosary of beads that is turned. They don't even know why they turn the beads of a rosary. Christians too have a rosary. Buddhists also have a rosary. All of them turn the beads of their rosaries in their own way. You children have now received this knowledge. Tell them the tassel at the top of the rosary of 108 symbolizes the incorporeal one. Everyone remembers him. It is by remembering him that we become queens of heaven. That is, we become empresses. To become Lakshmi or Narayan from an ordinary woman or man is to become the velvet kings and queens of the Sun Dynasty. Later on, they become cotton ones, less value. Therefore, keep such points in your intellects so that you can explain them to others. Your name will then be glorified. Speak like a lioness. You are the Shiv Shakti army. There are many types of army. Go to other places and just see what they teach everyone. Hundreds of thousands of people go there. Baba has explained that criminal eyes deceive you a lot. You should speak about your stage. Relate your own experience and how you live at home and how it affects your stage. Keep a diary. For how long do I maintain this stage? The father explains, Maya becomes very powerful and fights with the powerful ones. This is a battlefield. Maya is very powerful. Maya means the five vices. Money is called wealth. Those who have a lot of wealth are the ones who become like Ajamil, great sinner. The father says, first of all, you have to save the prostitutes. They will then create their own association. We want to claim our inheritance from the Father. The Father says, I have come to make you into the masters of the land of Shiva, Shivalaya. This is your last birth. Tell the prostitutes, it was because of you that Bharat lost its honour. The Father has now come to take you to the temple of Shiva. According to Srimat, we have come to you. You must now become the masters of the world and glorify the name of Bharat like we are doing. We are also becoming pure by remembering the Father. You must stop doing that dirty business for one birth. Have mercy and your name will be glorified a great deal. People will then say, you have such power that you have made them stop doing their dirty business. Everyone has an association. You can also create your own association and take whatever help you want from the government. Therefore, now serve those who do that dirty business and who defame the name of Bharat. Your union also has to be very strong. 10 to 12 of you people can go and explain to them. There should be very good mothers. If a new couple comes, tell them, we remain pure. It is only by becoming pure that you can become the masters of the world. So, why should you not remain pure? A whole group of you should go and explain. Say with a lot of humility, we have come to give you the message of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. Destruction is now just ahead. The Father says, I have come to uplift everyone. You mustn't indulge in vice for this one birth. Tell them, we Brahma Kumars and Kumaris are serving Bharat with our own bodies, minds and wealth. We are not asking for alms. We are the children of God. Make such plans. It isn't that you can't help. Do such work that you are praised. Thousands will emerge to help you. Create your own gatherings. Select the main ones. Hold seminars. Many will emerge who can look after the children. Just keep yourselves busy in doing God's service. Let your hearts be so generous that you can quickly go and do service. On the one side, do this service, and on the other side, do the service of the Gita. Take these things up together as a group. You are studying to become Lakshmi and Narayan. Therefore, you children mustn't have any conflict of opinion amongst yourselves here. If you hide something from the Father and don't tell him the truth, you cause yourself a loss. You will accumulate 100-fold sins. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. You are the children of the sweet Father. You have to live together as sweet brothers and sisters. Never have any vision of vice. If there is any mischief in your vision, tell the truth to the spiritual surgeon. 2. Never have any conflict of opinion amongst yourselves. Be generous-hearted and do service, with great humility with your body, mind and wealth, and give everyone the Father's message. Blessing. May you make every act of yours worthy of being remembered as a divine act of a great soul. A great soul is one whose every thought and act are great. Let not a single thought be ordinary or wasteful. Let no act be ordinary or without some purpose. Whatever acts you perform with your physical organs, let them be purposeful. Let your time also continue to be used in a worthwhile way for this great task. Only then will every act of yours be worthy of being remembered as a divine act. The memorial of great souls is an image of happiness, an image that attracts, and an avyakt image. Slogan. Renounce any desire for regard and stabilize yourself in your self-respect. Regard will then follow you like a shadow. Avyakt signal. Experiment on yourself and others with your mind with the powers of yoga. While doing any physical work, do the service of spreading your vibrations with your mind. A businessman would see his business even in his dreams. In the same way, your duty is to benefit the world. This is your occupation. Keep this occupation in your awareness and remain constantly busy in doing service. When you receive the fruit of your service, you will easily become a conqueror of Maya. Therefore, whenever your intellect is free, engage yourself in doing this service. Om Shanti.